And we're joined now by Norwalk boys basketball junior Reddick Bourne. The Warriors had the night off on Tuesday, but they'll be back in action Friday at Pella. And Reddick, after a little bit of a slow start this season, the Warriors have won four in a row. You've had a couple good, impressive road wins over Ballard and Newton. What's been working for the team during this current win streak?
I feel like we've been a lot better defensively. I know, we lost one to DCG, and I felt like our coaches and kind of our team have, reflected on our early start and just, really buckled down on the defensive end. I feel like that's really helped us, make shots and play better as a team.
Yeah, and Coach Pelzer tells me every week the success of your team all starts on the defensive end of the floor. How much have you guys embraced that mentality?
I feel like we've done a really good job. I feel like it's kind of started in practice, just, being vocal, communicating. Just really, I feel like our guys have started to take pride on the defensive end, and that's just really helped us play better.
And how much pride do you take? Once in a while, it's going to be your responsibility to shut down or slow down one of the opponent's best players. How much pride do you take in that?
I feel like a lot. It's kind of a challenge, especially when the coaches kind of, challenge you to really, try to do your best on their best player. And it comes down to, just like you said, just pride. I feel like sometimes I can do a really good job, and I know that's what our team needs me to do. So I feel like I just try my hardest.
And your scoring has really picked up during the winning streak here. Last three games, you've had 35, 24, 23 against Oski last Friday. What's kind of led to that scoring uptick?
I feel like I just started to shoot it pretty well early in the year. I wasn't really settled in. I feel like I didn't really take the best shots. And I just feel like recently, guys on our team have really found me in the right spots, and I've just been able to, knock a couple down.
When are you guys at your best? When you're doing, fill in the blank, I guess, when you're doing what on offense?
I feel like when our team's just really engaged, hustling, getting back on defense, just really locking down on a defensive end, because I feel like, when we're at our best, we're pushing the ball in transition. It all starts back with, sprinting back on D, getting stops, late in the shot clock, and then just, pushing the ball in transition.
And you're one of those guys that scores from all three levels, inside, mid-range, beyond the arc. What part of your offensive game do you work hardest on, and I guess what part do you enjoy the most?
Probably, getting to the rim, I feel like it's kind of something, I focus on the most, just because I feel like that comes with kind of playmaking. Just getting into the lane, you can do so many things, like shoot, you can stop, kick out, drive into the lane, stop, turn around. So I feel like that's kind of what I work on the most, just because it's so helpful for our team.
And basketball has been just kind of a way of life in your family. Your father, Mike, played for Iowa State. He's been a coach, a longtime NBA scout. Your brother, Bowen, was Mr. Basketball a few years back. He's now having a great career at UNI. What are your first memories of basketball?
As early as I can remember, probably just like 3 or 4, I used to live in Portland, Oregon. And just with my dad kind of working with the Trailblazers, just remembering kind of working out in the practice facility they had up there, like shooting on the mini hoop back at home. I just always enjoyed it. And like you said, having like basketball roots in my family, especially with my dad, kind of having the ability to talk with him and just like being able to learn, and especially with Bowen too, kind of like seeing what he goes through and just like helping me learn, helps me out a lot about in high school when, both those are really high level players.
Yeah, and Bowen's always had a few years on you, so I'm sure it was tough. But what have some of the one-on-one battles been like between you guys?
They've been tougher recently, I guess. It's a little harder for him now just because I've filled out a little bit and grown. But he still gets me. I'm still waiting on that first win against him. So that's what I'm working towards right now.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. Tough to take him down in one-on-one, but maybe horse, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. What's he taught you and your dad and your brother? What have they taught you the most about the game?
I just think, mentally, just kind of how to approach the game, how to carry yourself on the floor and off the floor. When things get tough, you can just, there's certain things you can control. And I feel like, those are like intangibles that every time I step on the floor, I just kind of try to control the things I can control. And then all the other things kind of take care of themselves.
And I'm sure you guys are basically gym rats most of the year. In terms of basketball, I guess, what's an average day like for you in the summer?
In the summer, it gets a little busier. Usually we kind of have weightlifting in the morning, probably pretty early. And then we get to go to, we just have our high school workouts. And then usually later on, I'll either work out by myself or kind of do like a team workout or AAU.
And what about your future aspirations in terms of basketball? Have you thought about where you'd like to maybe play at the next level?
I'm not really sure right now. Yeah, I'd love to play Division I basketball. I'm not really sure, you know, what that means right now, mid-major, high-major, but, you know, I just love basketball. I'd like the opportunity to play, you know, in college, but, you know, I'm not really sure where that's at right now.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about the team before I let you go. Friday, you start the second half of the Little Hawkeye Conference schedule. Norwalk's 4-3 right now in the standings. What is this team capable of doing the second half of the regular season and moving forward into postseason and sub-state play?
I feel like we can just give. The teams in our conference are obviously really talented, but I feel like, you know, getting a second shot at all those teams, I really think we can win out. And I don't know if that gives us a chance to win the conference, but I know that'll give us good confidence. And then going into sub-state, like you said, I feel like we're kind of a scary team that no one really wants to face, because I feel like, you know, on our good nights, we can beat anybody in state.
And what do you think is going to be a couple big keys that's going to help you to get that done, running the table there in the second half of the schedule?
I just feel like confidence. It kind of comes down to it, not being, you know, cocky or, you know, having our heads too big, but just knowing, you know, kind of the team we got and the guys we got on our team, and, you know, going into every night thinking we're the best team on the floor and getting the job done.
All right, well, that's been Norwalk junior guard Reddick Bourne. Thanks for joining us on Radio Sports Page, Reddick. Good luck the rest of the season here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.